Hi, this is Johnny with Spirit Collective and Ofer Niv with Spirit Collective podcast. We're here, we're back, I should say, because we've taken a little hiatus. We did a little internalization to rebirth into being. So I know that sounds a little wild, doesn't it? Our intention with the podcast is to introduce some thoughtful subject matter that perhaps hasn't been as deeply as explored as Ofer and I like to go with those subject matters. We are interested in sharing and expressing from the aspects of and perceptions of truth. What that is, what that looks like for each other, what we have personally experienced in our lives, and the desire to expand and envelop you with different content around the visible and invisible, the energy and the physical. We're just really excited to bring to you various subject matters along these lines. So, hello, Ofer.
Hi, Johnny Ann. It's I'm happy to hear your voice, and it's great to, as you say, renew this podcast with the two of us this time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm really excited about this. Also excited for anyone new that is listening, and. Just looking forward to the kind of energy that this is going to be themed after. So today it's introductory in nature, and we already have a list, right, that we brainstormed about what we could start with, but the list is really endless. All we know is these are things that are near and dear to how we want to live, how we live, what we do well, where we want to go. I know you want to shed some more light on that.
Oh, absolutely. It came to my awareness. I was prompted earlier this week. One of my customers, clients, she had expressed something that I know each of us have experienced in different ways in our lifetimes. And that expression, her question that she posed was, she wanted to know if I truly believed that each of us comes into this world with a spiritual gift. And, you know, it's so fun because it's not often that somebody asks me directly, you know, like, what do I believe? And, you know, my answer is absolutely. And I also believe that absolutely your gift can be obscured from you. And your gift may look so mundane that you don't even recognize it as a gift. So what I would like to do today is just kind of give a little bit of construct, energy construct background on, well, what is a spiritual gift? And if in speaking with you, Ofer, I thought, you know, it would be lovely if we could share our gifts as kind of a map to show how standing in our truths and, you know, wading through all of the murky waters that brought us to today, how this can be of service to the general population, maybe give it a little bit different of a perspective that personalizes what your energy gifts in your energy management, what your energy system itself really is, and how we can shine some light into that area, and then also assist others in expanding their light from this area. How does that sound to you?
It sounds great. And since not everybody knows, you and I, we both practice some modalities of healing. Mm-hmm. And so we will definitely be coming from this perspective, and then also from other perspectives of how we look at life. And so I assume that the nature of our conversations would be touching topics that we touch when we work with people, when we work on healing. And it doesn't have to be any particular type of healing. It can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be spiritual, and it will be, because mm-hmm. they all touch each other, right? And are we ever going to talk about anything other than healing? You bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely, right? Because when you look at the concept of healing, really what we're talking about is health. And everybody knows that there are many moving pieces to what creates health within somebody. So it's a perfect understanding of, like, when I'm saying this person posed that question. And let's look at it. If we can, we'll just look at it from a personal perspective. For example, like, what I know about how you manage your energy systems, I know both from working with you and also from observing or witnessing you. So what I'm talking about, folks, is how we express our energy. And we each have energy, whether it's low energy or medium or high energy, we all have our own version of our energetic expression. And so, for example, with you, Ofer, I intersected in your lifetime through a common seeking of knowledge, where we're working on comprehension, application, and the understanding or the landing of, well, what are my energy centers and where are my energy centers and what do my energy centers govern? What does that look like, sound like, feel like? And so from my intersection in your life, you had already come through some other esoteric training. I believe you mentioned Bonnie Ceratori.
That's right, yeah.
And what I recollect was, so in your journey with working with Bonnie, was that you guys dove right into when I say, Ofer runs these particular energy centers with precision, you guys dove right into your 11th chakra, which is not, around you, but it's also within you, and it locates very specifically in the soles of your feet and the palms of your hand. And it runs a certain light spectrum. So just to give the audience, I'm talking about a chakra, how a chakra, the 11th chakra, shows up in the body. But at the time, Ofer, you didn't know it necessarily as a chakra, right? You guys worked on, Ofer has a gift in managing types of energy. So you want to talk a little bit about what that meant?
Sure. You actually said something that comes across to me, but really interesting, because I haven't even been thinking about what I learned then as during the shamanic training as specific chakra. But that is so true, because the 11th chakra that you mentioned is specifically related to the hands, to the feet, and to the ability to move energy, in the body, or across, in the world, in the universe, right?
Right.
I mean, it's all about, you can call it commanding energy or simply moving energy. And this was really what was taught to me and how I practiced for several years before we've met. Mm-hmm. You have somebody that is having an issue, and it could be an attachment to something in this life, or some agreements or blocks that are coming from other lifetimes. And you work with them, but a lot of it is what you do based on what you sense that is going on inside of them. And so you definitely help them. I believe that whatever you do, in the end, the client, the person you're working with, is the one who's ultimately making the changes. And if they don't want to make the changes will not occur. But the approach was very to the point, you know, there is something there. You just go and get it out. And there was a lot of that.
Well, and then, and what's interesting about you saying that is even in the language, which is, you know, very much in the, in our physical world, our sound language, and how expression, like what we were talking about, our intention here is to share perceptions of truth. And so this idea, so before we dive a little deeper in that, I just want to like shift a little bit back into, you know, how you come into the world. So this is just one of your specific strengths. And it isn't even, I shouldn't say it is your primary, but it is definitely a synergy. And because your primary actually is located physically in the heart space and in the bones, really is what we kind of want to say, right? The bones and all the layers of skin that manifest from within the bones. And then, and what I'm speaking to is your energy management system of your ability to open up that heart space into the existence through time and space. And then what I'm speaking to here is the accessing of your eighth chakra, which is about the inner mystic, and it's about the mysticism of our existence. And then where does that reside, both within ourselves and outside of ourselves, as I understood your journey in development? You know, first you were working with different energies, and the purpose is to optimize the energies for the client based on what the client is willing or unwilling to pursue in their own truths. So like you work both conversationally, because you're working with the sound light, but then also you work through allowance of existence, of being, and then just your attunement through your ability to perceive through that eighth chakra window, kind of is a great way to explain it on a structural level. Like your eighth chakra gives you this beautiful window into the heart. And so what I've witnessed, for example, is how you put your gifts together and you hold space in pure love for whoever it is that intersects with you. You're able to show them or to attune them to be able to sense their own running of their energy. And, you know, is it running? Like, for example, could you give us some general client, like, I bet you've had a client who's come in and wanted to improve their performance. And it's like, so when you're talking about another person's performance, you know, you're looking at how they run their energy management system, how they're, where and how and what could have obstructed the flow of their creativity. So like if we go, okay, somebody, you know, wants to improve their performance and they want to know what their gifts are, you're like, well, say this person is plays sports, for example. That's a, you know, how does that career contribute to bringing your best gifts into the world, and how does that then cycle out into the population and create a component of the collective? Well, what I was led to talk about for me is the, how does that contribute to the infinite intelligence?
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, treated people for various physical issues, including athletes. And so, for example, you come to me with a shoulder issue, and the goal is to solve the physical issue so you can go back to what you do best and while we're at it, I really primarily looking at, to start at the emotional layer, at the emotional level, because, and it's not what you always feel, it's really the here and now, it's what you feel right now. Yeah. And the reason we can start from that is because it's easier for you to connect to what you feel right now. But that is just the beginning. It leads to other feelings. And this is really what I got from my training as a shamanic healer, is to hone in on the emotion. And so you have the emotion that you feel right now, which might have nothing to do with why we're even meeting, because you booked an appointment with me a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and now you might be feeling happy and you don't even remember why you're here. But so that's where we start. But then we start going deeper, because underneath every emotion, there are other emotions that are waiting to come up. And so we dig several layers down, and in the end, something lights up. And then when I sense that, it's like it goes through my body. It's like the truth. I know that this is what you're looking for. This is why you're here. And this is also a starting point. This is the tip of an iceberg, but this is where I start tracking.
Okay, and so this is really interesting. So if I can put it back into the chakric terminology, you're speaking about for every body, really, ultimately, the feeling body, which is governed in the sacral chakra, or another way, elementally, physically, to talk about is the aspects of how we flow our personal waters. So. You know, you mentioned emotion, you know, and then feelings. And what was so interesting was how you said this was easy. and the truth is, people, is it is easy when you uncover yourself. However, there's a lot that layers on or layers in, kind of like silt, that can create muddy waters. And so what Ofer, I understand that you're saying is, like, in the moment of allowance for one to permit themselves to feel, then from there, that start point, that's the point of expansion into awareness.
And yeah, then, that's a okay. Great point. Sorry to interrupt you, because for example, somebody will say, when I ask, how do you feel now? When you think about this this topic that you brought to our appointment, how do you feel? And she or he will say, angry. Mm. And anger is a cover emotion. Anger sits on top of many other things. You know, anger is can be many things. It can be a broken boundary with somebody, but it could also sit on top of feeling helpless, for example. Or feeling lonely. I mean, the deeper you go, the more it's like it opens like an ocean, is how I feel it. There's right. Usually an ocean of emotion at the bottom that most of us don't like to go there, unless we're eased into it, and it's never easy to go there. But that's where the work happens. If we can go to what sits under the frustration or the annoyance, which are kind of light feelings, and we go to what are underneath, then suddenly we find things that are actually impacting us deeply, including our body, and could lead for this shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. And once they're removed, the shoulder heals faster, or the shoulder in the end of the session may not need healing anymore. So right. there are some, almost like it feels like miracles that happen when you go under, and the emotions, they're just the way showers to where the problem is for me, because what you know, the emotions that we feel are reactions or deep reactions to things that need work on. And so the emotions are not what needs work on. The emotions are there to be felt, expressed, and point us what needs work.
And another aspect too, well, first, so for the audience, like to give you the construct of how Ofer lives in the world, for example, you know, with his gift category. So essentially, Ofer, you activate 1, 2, 3, approximately 4 primary energy centers in their ability to weave and flow energy through each one of those energy centers. And that gives you this gift of being able to attune to how others are managing their energy systems. Do I have that about right in terms of what your gift is?
Yeah, true. You're also correct that the heart for me is one of the most important places to be present in the work.
Yeah, can you give us a little bit of about what the heart center governs in terms of in terms of your other energy centers, how it marries them?
Okay, sure. For me, being in the heart gives the perfect perspective to see to a way to look at everything else that is happening in the body or in life in general.
Okay.
You know, most of us carry our thoughts and emotions in the head most of the time. And so, because this is our reality, right? I mean, we live in a world that is so used to running thought loops all the time.
Yeah, mentality. And, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mental world. And so scientifically, I know, and I also believe that it has been shown that the heart pretty much drives every feeling, thought, knowing a fraction of a second before the brain registers it.
Mm.
But the heart is, for most people, is sort of their pumping blood, but is not a place that you spend a lot of time in with your awareness.
Right.
And so for me, and I did with myself first, and now I do this with all my clients, is I show people how to come into the heart, because that's where you find your essence. That's my experience. That's where you find your essence. That's where you feel empowered. That's where you create. So just at a very high level, there are two ways to create. You can create healing, which is, you know, something is not the way you'd like it to be, and then you heal it. And there is manifesting, which is okay. we're done, or we feel comfortable with the level of healing that we have, and now we're ready to create something new on top of that, and that's manifesting.
Oh, and so beautiful!
And for both, you can go into the heart, and there are beautiful techniques that I use to do this. Now, the nice thing in the heart is, I see the heart as one, as representative of oneness rather than duality.
Okay.
And so when you're inside the heart, you're aligned with your highest frequencies and with your purpose, with why you're here, with what are you about. When you're in your brain, you can be that, and there are actually ways to train yourself to be in a brain and be at a very high frequency, but it's easy to fall into the trap of being in the left and right brains and being in duality, basically.
Right. Would it be a good summary to say that when we're working through the heart, we're working through, well, in a sciencey way, we're working through relativity, and then in the energetic way, you know, we're working on our relationships. like that's what the heart governs, is how we relate to things, to things, and people to beliefs and feelings to thoughts and
definitely. Yeah. Because the heart is the relational center in the body. And so it applies to our relationship with the world, with spiritual being, with creation, with our other chakras, and as far as physical healing goes, this is the place to relate to any other part of the body. I mean, I personally like to be in the heart when I send energy to any part of the body. So it is the one that brings everything and everybody together.
And it's so fun because we could genuinely say that the heart location, the physical location, the mechanics too of the heart has everything to do with I call it the translation station. So it's in that perpetual infinite loop. And you know, that now with that introduction of infinite, you know, your ability to work from the place or space that is the heart, you know, this is a reality and it is a non-reality, but it's finite or form and infinite or non-form. And so you're working, and it's so funny, isn't it, to use the word working, because honestly, I don't know that I would call what you do work. I mean, it's more like you're playing, or check this out. This is what Spirit spoke to me about earlier this week, where I come in, where my gifts come in. Spirit said, you know, let's in order to engage the brain securely in the pursuit of healing one's heart or creating health in our relationships, let's use the word pretend. And then what Spirit loves to do with me is place different emphasis on the words. And so I just started giggling, because basically what they said is, let's pretend or take care of before. Isn't that interesting to contemplate the truth that pretend means to allow your ability to create from your inner self into the reality, and then also know that everything has already been cared for? Like, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Pretend.
This is beautiful, and this is also very powerful. It is not just beautiful sounding, it's actually a very powerful concept that you come into being knowing that you're already taken care of, that you're already in the moment, you're being supported, but also in the future, you're also already being supported. You're already where you're purposed, which is aligned with eventually with where you want to be, really. You perhaps don't know it yet.
And that journey to it is honing you. And that's what's so fascinating about working with energy, right? Is that by the time we intersect with each other, we've already introduced ourselves to very many different facets of truth.
True. And this is also the beauty of remembering to be in gratitude. Because being in gratitude, it implies energetically that we already received. And so we're thankful. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I mean, the heart doesn't, and the heart and the subconscious, they don't know what the past future is. There's only present. And you're in gratitude for what you have. It doesn't matter if what you're thinking about is in the present, in the past, in the future. It's right here. It's right here. So this is a very powerful way of, I don't know if I want to say working. It's a way of living. It's a way of being, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And so it for me, what happens is it really takes apart this polarity, you know, of work, play, or it takes apart the polarity of being doing. And one of the things that I have been blessed with interacting with you and intersecting with you and working side by side with you to produce more expansion of illumination into the world. The aspects that I have learned from you. So like, if I think about this from my perspective, I go, wow, you know what I'm learning from Ofer is this allowance. And then what does allowance mean? And then in the other aspect that I'm learning from you is acceptance. And then, you know, you internalize it and you go, you know, where within myself have I stopped allowing myself to thrive? And then in acceptance, which is that aspect of what gratitude is, one of the aspects of giving oneself some love, right? Meaning that, I may have not been as accepting of my experiences. And so then create and form these thoughts or beliefs that this is the best way to self-protect, to cut off cut off access to my heart. And then, but the reality is that, so what I'm creating is a relationship, right? Of not pretending to my personal needs. And so how does that end up changing my versions of in the experience of this particular energy of abundance and creativity and expression into the world? How does it dim that light? So just in those two pieces in the last few years of like, okay, don't laugh, but like, well, what would Ofer do? And then I drop into my heart, right? And I work on my relationships. And so without judgment, when we work on our relationships with gratitude, like you were expressing, it's like it allows us to witness all the different things that we've put together in relationship that we've now created or manifested. And then it just reflects to us in our world. And I know that what I'm speaking to may sound a bit out there, but the truth is that it's really very much within you. But the only reason why it feels out there is because maybe we've forgot how to attend or pretend to our own selves. And so just to kind of wrap it up a little bit for this week, talking a little bit about how do I show up in my gifts, in my, you know, infinite intelligence, similar to you and perhaps even the same, is that I've consciously and unconsciously have always been operating under this premise of one, of unity. And that again is the main energy that the heart uses, right, to understand relationship. It's like, in what way are we united? What way are we reuniting? And what way have we reduced the unity? Because really that ultimately, especially when you think about clients and maybe, you know, they're dealing with personal relationships, you know, like it could be as simple as me and my boss, or it could be as complicated as me and my dad, right? And so in that unity, it's all kind of one and the same, because we're pretending or we're playing out these relational dynamics. And then what happens is every time we shift our perspective, you know, we bring a new nuance into the awareness, and we get to experience things again. So the infinite intelligence loop is perpetually being provided by our thoughts and our feelings and our creations. And so that in that unity concept, what we have to recognize is that all thoughts, all beliefs, all intelligence is contributed to and through us. And it goes like backward and forward. You can access it and illuminate from within what your knowledge or wisdom is that you've experienced. And then you can also contribute to it. So my perspective in healing work is, well, what do you want to consciously be contributing to?
And if you'll allow me to say a few words about how I see, I don't know that I can yet, after 3 years of knowing you, accurately describe how you work, because how your healing works, I know that it's just there. It's just there. It's there all the time. And but here are a few things. First, it's like you're a river, right? I mean, mm-hmm. if there is a definition of flowing, I think you somehow demonstrate it. You just demonstrate what it means to flow, because you speak like a river, and even when you attend, because you have this love for words, right? And you always extract new meanings, but it's all going in a river, and the river knows where it's going. I just don't know, and you may not know, but the river knows, right? And all that, and my first impression of you was really about the heart, as you say. I mean, it's about bringing the love. It's about bringing the love to every situation with other people, and just allowing others to be themselves. I mean, is there something better than that, to allow somebody to be themselves? And, right. In the most beautiful way. And so these gifts I knew from the beginning, because you're living them, right? You're flowing, you're the heart. I just knew that. But I see more and more also other gifts, so many of them. I mean, you have this, I know you have this practice that you can analyze people through the what you find in the eye, in a picture of the eye, in a photo of the eye. And I know how you bring heaven to earth by literally listening.
Yeah.
Listening and finding out what, you know, like the deepest and simplest form truth. I mean, you say it, it sounds simple, and it's actually really deep. But this comes to you all the time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you can describe how truths come to you, because this is so transformational about you.
Right. So that's what's so amazing is that, you know, it's another bigger topic we can definitely how should I say it? We can definitely be more expansive on the next time that we share with our audience is, you know, people talk about this thing called spiritual law, right? And then, and it's like, well, number one, you know, what are all the nuances of living and being human and in regard to interpretation of a quote unquote spiritual law? And then, How does that trickle down? Which is so interesting when you talk about the waters, right? How does this spiritual law concept trickle down to become this embodiment of waters or the river? And then where's the river going? And how does it continue the flow and in that whole elemental cycle of life? And like, what is the significance of water? And as you were speaking, it's like, oh my gosh, the significance of water is wavelengths. And, you know, we know it as the continuous ebb and flow. We know it as the tides coming in, coming out. We know it as the day rising and the night falling, and all those different wavelengths of energy that are the structure, or I should say the template of the molecules. And in this case, you know, what is water really, right? It's molecules. It's two hydrogens and an oxygen molecule somehow fused together magically.
And it is a carrier.
And it's a carrier.
What does it carry?
And it carries information. It's like, and even in that beautiful word, information. So it's like, you might want to say that, oh, I'm way out there. Like I'm out there in space or something. But the reality is that I'm really just floating, I guess you could say, you know, like you do in a body of water. And I'm just permitting and allowing myself to communicate, because water's ability is conductivity. How do you want to conduct yourself? And so you know, infinite intelligence, you know, however did I come into the place in which I surrender to receiving? You know, that is a really good question, because in my lifetime, one of the things that was probably the most difficult for me was returning to my own sense of self in regard to my intellect, you know, and intellect is in this world of in the real world, let's call it, you know, the intellect is, you know, how do you utilize and activate your intelligence, your mind? There was a lot of obstructive energy that I bought into.
How do you remember your sleeping gifts?
Right. How do you reveal them? How do you return to yourself and allow yourself to let go of the external influences when, at the same time, you know, infinite intelligence is contributed to by your own thinking, and it's a conglomerate, and it's available to all of us, and we are all contributing to it. It's like this constant, you know, you spoke to it a moment ago with the heart, where you were talking about the infinite, what I mean was, you know, immediately I received the infinite symbol, right? And that is repeated. We all know this. This is not, you know, fanciful information. We've all been exposed to, on some place, somewhere, the evidence of that infinite symbol. And for whatever reason, we have, as people, perhaps, I don't know, thoughts that shifted our perception into non-belief, not believing that we're part of that infinite contribution. So, yeah, I don't know if that clarified anything. I just know that it's a joy to me to have freed my original gifts and move away from what I call quote unquote reality and step back into the non-reality, because that ultimately is what creates reality. So
a great topic for a conversation sometime, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would love to, you know, maybe consider that the next time we get together, we can talk about whatever it is I just said.
Yeah. How you create reality from non-reality. What is non-reality? There's a lot of terminology, but there are really deep ideas in here,
and a lot of
things that you can actually that can actually activate energy centers in you when you go deeper into that.
Yes, and what is the potency of creating an awareness around the knowledge that already exists within you about your energy centers and how you manage them, and you know, the heal and reveal. That's what we're here. That's what we're doing. We're holding that space for everyone to be introduced to themselves.
Yeah. And so Johnny Ann, I think of you as a truth sayer, and And that's why I'm so looking forward to every conversation with you, because I know that I will hear something that I needed to hear. that maybe I wasn't even aware of, or was not telling myself if I was aware of it. So
that illumination. Yes. So thank you. Thank you for taking the time with me today. And I look forward to our next, and the audience as well. I hope you enjoyed our little bit of a deep dive, the intentions and the purpose of what we plan to do here for and with you.
Yeah, we planned to be informative, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun to listen to this, and you'll get information, but information is just information. You'll get useful information, tools, and new understandings that will hopefully make you think, make you feel, make you happy.
Mm-hmm. And contribute to your creativity and allowance of your being in this beautiful life that we all are here together to have. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. We absolutely adore and love you and look forward to seeing each other again, or listening anyway, seeing through our mind's eye. How's that?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Ofer.
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to talking to you again.
All right. Me too. Bye-bye.
Bye.